Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Alanis Morissette was the musical guest on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And like a lot of people, she's got to do whatever she's doing from home. So she was performing her new song, but she was struggling. The song is called Ablaze. And the reason she was struggling is because, well, her young daughter just kept interrupting her.
My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze.
Well, it's a good thing she wasn't doing You Ought to Know, where it's like that weird, like, adult-themed song.
Oh,
Mom,
yeah.
What did you do to him in the theater?
Is that why I'm here?
Oh.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing that we've seen. We've seen Jimmy's kids interrupt him. It seems like, it's like, that. You know what? Too bad I'm here, and that's how it's going to be. And I'm starting to...
Maybe tolerate the song more, I'll tell you that.
Oh, see, I'm a huge Alanis fan.
I don't dislike Alanis Morissette. I just felt like that song was just like, I don't know. Where is it going?
You're not a lyric guy.
Along.
You're just not a lyric guy.
I guess.
That's why. I'm sure the lyrics, because her lyrics, I've always really dug her lyrics, like on all of her songs. I don't know how many of she's written or if they were written for her, but some pretty powerful lyrics.
She writes
lyrics.
A lot of the stuff herself. Yeah. I just like her when she's teetering on almost being like an alternative rock artist. You know what I mean? I know that she's not. She's more pop. But I always like when there's a little bit of a edge to some of her stuff.
And, you know, that was a long time ago.
It was.
You know, I think that's the thing.
She's grown older, and I get it.
One song that I think, again, lyrically, I love because I feel like she and I have been on the same therapeutic journey because she had a lot of anger. And, you know, some of the songs would really illustrate how much anger she had, especially with the Jagged Little Pill album. But then she did a song called Thank You, India, and a lot of that was just basically just realizing she was the cause of her own misery. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I get that, Alanis. I know that road.
That's one of my favorite songs of hers. That's a pretty powerful song.
Wow. I wasn't even sure if you'd know that
I've
song.
Always wanted to cover that with my band, like do a rocker, like
really?
a heavier version of it. But I just think it's such a cool, haunting song that it would be a fun one to cover if, like, you had big guitars and just loud drums.
It's a song that doesn't match the message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I we talked about that with SOS from the Glorious Sons.
Yeah.
That song does not match the message, which is basically the guy's life's falling apart, but it sounds like a happy anthem. Thank You, India sounds maudlin and, like you said, haunting, and yet it's an encouraging message about somebody that's come out on the other side of a lot of pain.
I also love, though, that they're able to pull this off with all the members of her band. Because at first I was like, is she singing along to a backing track? Or is she living with her bandmates? And then you look at the video.
I didn't notice that at first.
Yeah, they're all just like in their own house, just playing along with her.
Wow, that sounded amazing.
It did.
Yeah, that sounded really good.
The quality is great.
And I like her. Is that like records? Is that what she's got? CDs? What is that wall she's singing in front of?
It's a bunch of books to show that she's smart, I guess.
Oh, it's books. Oh, that's, yeah.
Well, that's what you do.
Right.
You have books that you don't read behind you, so it looks like you read.
Oh, you'll relate to this book. She has a book called Blowout.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a great book. Alanis. Alrighty. Well, I'll have to check that song out, because I'm an Alanis fan. I'll probably like it.
Ablaze, that's the new song.
All right. Well, good for her.
Get it.
Good for you. And, I mean, they were doing that Broadway show based on her music, too, right? I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe it's good. Maybe things are looking up again for her in the world of performance, because I haven't heard from her in a while.
Yeah, I don't think she's having a tough time paying her bills.
Well, no, Jagged Little Pill was pretty amazing for her.
Also, someone said, don't forget, she was God in Dogma.
Truth.
That's right.
That was fun. Yeah, that was fun. I don't think she said anything, right?
No, she didn't speak at all. Yeah. She did a whisper into one of their ears, but that was it.
I love the random places people show up.
Yeah.
And what people are remembered for. Like, I don't give a crap about her music, but I loved her in Dogma.
Yeah, she was, that was a fun movie. Got a new survey. It said, hey, folks.
Hey, folks.
We want you to name the factors that make a great party, because as you know, we're all just ready to have parties.
So face masks, right?
Yeah. This survey is a little out of touch, but all right, let's talk about it anyway.
What do they say? It's tone deaf.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should bring your daughter in. If anyone knows how to throw a party, it's your daughter.
Well, we just had a conversation because she's trying to have me let her have a party at the house for her birthday, since she knows the clubs are going to be closed and she can't go to the hotel she goes to because everything will be...
That's right. When is that usually?
December. And she's already... Joey and I were just like, do we have to talk about this now? And Sarah's yes, we do.
Yeah, because come December, you're not going to be able to do the hotel suite party that you're used to doing.
I know.
I mean, hopefully you can have more than 5 people in your home.
I hope so, too.
I don't think so.
By December?
Nope. Yeah, Fauci just came on today and did not give us the greatest news.
What if we wear goggles?
Goggles?
Oh, I heard that.
That's the latest thing.
Yeah, that's what Fauci said, too.
We could all have, like, matching goggles and masks. It could be, like, a party favor.
You know, like that Kickstarter that we saw that we were all laughing about, where it's, like, glasses that are just a giant bubble that goes over your entire face?
Yeah.
That's starting to seem a little bit more and more practical.
Are we really going to do so? We talked about it when we saw that Kickstarter. Like, eventually we're going to be wearing goggles just as much as masks. Is that where we're going?
Well, I mean, where else are we going to go? To the grave?
Whoa!
I'm just kidding.
Man, all my steampunk stuff is going to come in handy. This is great. I got goggles galore at home.
I went and bought contact lenses just so I wouldn't have to wear glasses, and now I'm going to have to go back to that world.
I'm going
to
wear those cheesy swimming goggles.
Yeah!
Like the ones like the snorkel kit.
Those are like so tight, though.
Yeah.
Well, you can loosen them, you know.
I never did when I went swimming, and then you get the ring. Oh,
yeah.
Giving me a headache every time.
That'd be so funny if I'm just walking around with those dumbass goggles.
It would be great.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. I think I'd rather go with the full face shield at this point.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
All right, so what is the most important thing you need to have a great party?
Well, yesterday we were kind of talking because my last year's resolution was to get a keg.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought even with a small amount of people, I still should get a keg and do a keg stand.
All right, well, there you go.
I believe in
that. That's number one, drinks.
Yeah. Oh, you need drinks. No matter how many people there, you always have to have the booze.
Okay. What's the next thing you think a party needs to have, Sarah?
All the food.
Ah, that's number three on the list.
Look at you. Nailing it.
Number three.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you should. You like our house for the reason that number two is. This is why you want to have it at the house all the time.
A dope house? A place?
Well, that's actually number five. Yes, the space.
Okay.
Okay. And number four as well, location. So location, you like the location because of the space.
Yeah.
But number two, you're missing, and it's big in your world.
Music.
There we go. Number two.
Oh,
you
got
them
me.
All.
I'm the party girl.
Yeah.
I feel like those were pretty obvious, though, but hey.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This survey is, to me, like, okay, you need drinks, you need food, you need music. Isn't that what a party needs? And, of course, you need a place to have the party. Okay, thanks, survey.
Yeah, that's the biggest dilemma, I think, for when we were talking about my birthday, which is in four-ish months, about where the location is. Because BJ doesn't want it at his house. I think I'll get kicked out of a hotel room. It's December, so having it outside is kind of cold. So it's still a work in progress. I got a few months.
Yeah, the idea that you just don't have a big party is just not going to be in her brain. She just this is the only thing she celebrates is her birthday.
This is the line that she's drawing.
She's going to risk getting COVID over having a big party.
It's not, no. I mean, it's not a party with five people, but I have been very...
Oh, yeah, it is.
If you turn it into that kind of party.
Whoa.
But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been really good with the restrictions.
You want to do a Zoom party?
Okay. No.
That's what they do.
I know. I can't with the Zoom. I did for the first month or two with my friends. We did it every week. And I was like, I miss you guys, but like not this much.
Right.
Yeah. I know what you look like.
So you're talking to them more than you did before the pandemic.
I
know. That's what I mean. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Like sometimes it's like, then it's forcing you to have a conversation. Whereas like sometimes at a party, I like just standing next to everyone and listening to the stories, but I don't really want to like feel pressured to actually share something.
Yeah. But
you know, like
Zoom,
just be a fly on the wall kind of a thing.
Yeah. It feels so weird because you're just staring at everybody else talking. You feel like you have to say something, even if you don't want to at all. Mm-hmm. It's not my jam. But maybe I'll have to.
Do we think we're going to get more than five people ever again before the end of the year? I don't think so.
Again before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Which one are we going on that one?
Yeah. Is the world ending on the 31st?
At the end of the year, it's over.
Well.
So in other words, do we think we're going to get five people before the end of the year?
That I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
And I listened to a podcast, and they're thinking maybe like 2 years before we might actually see people going to football stadiums again, if we're lucky.
Which sucks because Jamal Adams on it. It goes, how much fun would that have been to like be there to see him play?
Well, you see, you're that
watch
guy.
On TV.
But
that's the fun for the players. I always get excited when we like get a big defensive player pickup because I'm like, oh, they're about to walk in and experience what it's like to play in front of that crowd. That's going to be fun. And here he shows up or whoever shows up and like, I hear about the 12th man. And like, oh, we're going to zoom in. We're not going to be able to be there for you guys.
You and I are reversed. I mean, I don't know how I'm reversed because I have no problem not going to football games.
Oh, me neither. I like going one or two games a year.
But baseball games, that's what I miss because I love going to the stadium to watch a game. I don't want to be at a football stadium. I think it's better to watch on TV. Baseball, on the other hand, man, do I love going to the stadium, and that's what I'm missing.
All I know is this has got to be resolved and figured out before the start of the 2021 season in the NHL.
Yes.
I think that's where we're going to...
Well, yeah, October-ish, 2021, that's when the Kraken start.
That's it. Like, what are we talking, 18-ish months or so?
We got, like,
you're asking me to do math this early in the morning?
It's almost a year and a half. Almost.
Yeah, it's almost. So that's like... I don't
know. Release the Kraken!
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. I mean, God, Fauci. Here's Fauci's just like, no end in sight. How do you come on and say something like that to people, no end in sight? That's where I was like, will it ever end? I mean, he was like, no end in sight. And then other people went, well, there's a thing. We divide by seven. We got a needle. Hopefully it sticks in the right person. I mean, you know. I just want my life back.
It might sound like you might need to just cancel your party.
I guess so. It'll just be me, my father.
We'll just keep track. Like, you cancel this party, and then as soon as things get back to where you can have a party, then you have a late birthday party. But then you'll be able to have, like, two birthday parties, like, within a short period of time.
All I was saying is that we're all glad that I wasn't turning... I'm not turning 30 this year. Because then... Could you imagine if it was my dirty 30?
It might
and
be.
I wasn't
by the,
able to have a crazy party.
By the time you hit 30, which is going to be 2 years from December, I think we might be able to do stuff like that. That's my prediction.
Dude, then we're going wild. It's
wild.
Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Vegas? Woo! Let's go.
Okay.
Let's start saving now, BJ.
Oh, I'm not paying for... Well, actually, I might be willing to pay for Vegas just to get her out of my hair.
Yay! Yeah. Okay, deal.
Yeah, she knows what's up on that one. So Domino's, great pizza people, had to cancel a promotion they were doing because people were mad that they were rewarding Karens. How so? I'll tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The New Zealand branch of Domino's backtracked on a promotion offering free pizzas to customers named Karen who don't conform to the stereotypes of a Karen.
Oh, wow.
Also, if you're a Karen but not a Karen.
Yeah, which is a term for women who acted entitled and insensitive in public. And I think that was a nice thing because I know some Karens that were like, I'm really nice. This is beating that my name is synonymous with an a-hole.
Yeah, just change your name then to K or something.
Yep.
All right, well, you know what? Yeah.
Or Kare-Ray.
Kare-Ray? Kare-Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the...
How many people do you think are being named Karen this year? Like, as a kid? Do you think we've seen a massive downtick?
That's a good question. I haven't seen a lot of Karens lately, like little kid Karens, in a long time anyway.
No, I don't know any...
Yeah.
I don't really hang out with little kids, so I have no idea, but...
Well,
but
you meet right. People, they have new babies and stuff.
Nobody
like
said
that.
This is my daughter, Karen.
Yeah, you know, it's more like Tatum. There's just interesting names. Karen is kind of a plain old American name from the, 50s and 60s.
Well, you say something about Karen being an American name. In Canada, there was a report I got from the Toronto Herald that says that not one baby has been named Karen since November 13th of 2019.
Yeah, whoa. I wouldn't.
Canada, I don't know. They've been against Karens for a long time.
Yeah, head of the curve.
Yeah. So what happened was is it called on customers named Karen to fill out an application and 100 entries would be selected for free pizza. Domino's New Zealand canceled the promotion after backlash online that called on the chain to instead offer free pizzas to people who have been economically impacted by COVID-19.
We just can't have fun in life.
This is the world. I'm telling you, you're right, Steve. This is what's going on.
So now we have Karens complaining about a Karen promotion.
That's very Karen of them.
You know what this is?
What's that?
This is the other side to the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
What do you mean?
Well, the people spoke, and we spoke loudly, and we got what we wanted, which was the Kraken. But that same ability to speak loudly and be heard got them to cancel that promotion. We have to be responsible with our power. The Kraken's good. Pizza's good, too. We cannot cancel pizza.
There does seem to be, there's good reasons for why we have certain things that lead to, like, social media outbursts and cancel culture. I think there's reasons when it does make sense. But then there are some people that are trying to abuse that power. And they're just, like, trying to cancel everybody or not understand that sometimes on some levels there is a chance to come back from a mistake. And there's a group of people out there that are just like, nope, doesn't matter. We want you done. Like, it's like this power that they get of being able to ruin someone's life.
And that they don't realize is the very machine they're raging against. They're raging against the machine that is power mad and just basically using their power to influence folks that don't have power. And what do? It's the oppressed becomes the oppressor. You're right. It's with great power comes great responsibility.
That's right.
Peter Parker.
Yoda said it right.
Who?
Oh, I thought that was Yoda.
No, that wasn't Yoda. That was Peter Parker. You were in a band named Peter Parker. That should have been on your business cards.
Oh, don't cancel me. I'm not in the band anymore.
I'm going to cancel you right now. Yeah, so Domino's basically said, yeah, okay, we're sorry, and they canceled it.
This is a stupid promotion.
Yeah, and actually we're doing something nice. They felt bad. They were like, look, people named Karen that are nice, we should do something nice for you because you're being besmirched by all the bad Karens.
Those Karens should complain now.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Can you cancel a cancel? Is that how that works?
Oh, I don't know. Well, you can nope a nope in Exploding Kittens. So I'm thinking that we can cancel a cancel. Oh, I'm sorry. We just had a little game fun. Maybe if you played a game once in your life, you'd enjoy it.
Oh, I play a game. How long can I go before slamming my head against this table when we talk about exploding kittens?
Wow.
So far, I'm winning.
Good job. Congratulations. You would like exploding kittens.
I'm sure I would.
It's a crazier version, basically, of Uno.
Yeah, I know. I remember you guys telling me that. I bet I would. I just It was just a very random relate.
Well, because cancel.
I can, nope, nope.
Yeah.
Exploding Kittens told me so.
Well, listen, for my very small group of Exploding Kittens fans, that's exactly, I mean, that's a big line. Sorry.
So it says they want everybody canceled and fired until they mess up, and then they want a second chance. I see that in... There's a few guys like in the world of wrestling, that are indie wrestlers, that are like the guys that jump on a soapbox and just want to like crap on everybody. Like, they're always on a cause, right? Well, a couple of them just got caught up in they called it a speaking out trend. Not trend, but it was like a movement where people were being exposed for being kind of crappy human beings to women in the industry.
Yeah.
And a couple of those guys got just exposed. And it was like... Man, like, it's sometimes the people that are on the biggest soapbox are also the biggest piles of crap behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And so it's a matter of time before they get caught up in it. And you see it so often, and not just wrestling, obviously anything. Anything where, like, people are just, I think, being very vocal, anti-whatever. It's like, I hope your closet's completely clean, because eventually it's going to come out.
It's sort of, I think, that the subconscious basically saying, clean your closet. And they just rage against everything else, but in reality, they just want to rage against themselves.
Mm.
That's what that's at least what I found myself, and as the more I delve into the behavioral sciences, the things that people say are really for themselves. That was one of the greatest lines from Byron Katie, is like, whenever you give advice... You're really giving it to yourself. It has nothing to do with the person you're talking to. So really listen to what you're saying. You're the only one that should hear that.
I thought she said, with great power comes great responsibility.
No, that was...
Yoda.
That was Yoda.
We already talked about this.
Come on.
So I'll correct you, BJ. It was not Peter Parker. It was Uncle Ben.
Oh, sick burn.
You're a terrible nerd.
That is true. He's right.
Yeah,
he's right. He's
you got
right.
They noped the nope.
Yeah, they noped the nope on that one. Yeah, that's right. It was Uncle Ben that said that to Peter. Okay, I'm going to give you that. You know what, Steve?
Yes.
You're now uncanceled.
Yes.
Woo, he's back. But unfortunately, I've been canceled. So I'm not sure if my cancellation, uncancellation of you is valid since I got canceled.
So you mentioned Kraken. Did you guys pick up any Kraken gear from Costco?
Well, where were everybody yesterday?
Yeah. That's right.
Come on, Texter. Don't you listen to us 24/7?
Well,
how dare you?
Apparently at the Costco that's by where I live,
they have
other stuff.
They have hoodies now.
What?
They have hoodies, and then they have like a girl's pullover hoodie.
Wait. What's Costco doing? Making us have to go to every Costco like it's a Pokemon thing? Like
you can't catch them all.
You can't catch them all in the same location? What?
No, like I went because my uncle wanted a shirt, so I went to go get one for him, and they had these really cool hoodies for men.
Yeah.
Oh, those are
and
really
I saw
good.
A dude
those
on our Facebook nice. Page posted, I got something too, and it was the hoodie. And I'm like, wait a second. I thought they had just t-shirts.
And then, Steve, are you going to have any money left?
No.
No.
I mean, they keep releasing new stuff.
I'm trying to think of like the, I'm about 160 deep now.
Ooh.
My Kraken gear. And I hear they have onesies now, so now I'm going to have to do that.
Oh, you've got
to
get a onesie for Tatum. That's just, I mean, come on.
Right.
You know, you'll get canceled if you don't get it.
Find my daughter.
Yeah, your daughter will cancel you.
She's going to go on Twitter.
All right. It's good-looking gear. I mean, I have never heard anybody just be so unanimous about how the logo looks and all basically the way they designed everything. Whether you like the name or not, people are just like, they love the logo.
I tell you, 95% of people are completely in love with it. I've heard a couple people have like things
really?
To say. Oh, yeah. Some people are like, it looks too much like the Seagram's logo, or it looks too much like a Mariner's logo. You know, but you're never going to make 100% of the people happy with any decision you make.
They're high. I mean, really, they are high, those people. Yeah.
$23.99, so then what am I at? $184.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, onesies are, especially when they have any kind of logo on them.
They're going to grow out of it before you get it.
But you're going to save it, Rev. That's something he's going to save and keep.
You save those?
You can put it on Lulu, right?
What do you mean you're not going to save it, Steve?
Why would I save it?
Because it's the inaugural year.
I can
have
enough things
to save. Birth.
Oh, yeah. No,
you're the hockey fan. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to be less of a pack rat, and you're making this, you're turning me into more of a pack rat.
Well, that's the only thing you would save is that. Because you love hockey. You were here for the inaugural.
I'll just take a picture of it in it.
All right, well, that works too.
I wonder if we have I'll just Photoshop the logo.
I'm trying to give you a reason to keep to buy it. If you're going to buy it, throw it away, that's fine too.
I might wait.
You might wait to throw it away or just.
No.
You could wear it.
I think I'll wait till like she's old, like when the team actually starts, and then like I'll get her something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little jersey. That'd be so cute.
Yes.
With her name on the back.
Yes.
Whatever you get her, she
number 13.
There you go.
Oh.
Aw, because it was her birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, I totally
didn't
get that.
Yeah, I was
Friday
right
the 13th, baby.
Okay, brother.
It's awesome.
That's right.
She was actually the good thing about Friday the 13th.
Damn straight.
Yeah. She you know what? She broke the superstition.
Now so Friday, I'm waiting for my Kraken jersey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
So it says, where's the Kraken romper? Oh, that'd be pretty sick.
So we've got
some. Oh, this is great. So it says, the onesie say, release the Kraken on the butt?
It should.
It really should.
Because the Pro Jam onesie on the butt says, I got S word. Because that's like a line from one of their songs. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have the Pearl Jam onesie?
I did.
Did? And you're gonna keep it?
No.
Oh.
She wore it and it's done.
She wore it and it's done.
You can't save every little piece of clothing for our child.
I know. I didn't
know what I mean.
It's not a bad mentality. My parents still have like crates of our clothes when we were babies. Well, what if your kids want to wear this? I'm like, it's dust, Mom.
Right.
It doesn't like it will come apart if I handle it.
They come from the hand-me-down generation. Mm-hmm. As did I. So that's kind of what I think in my brain. But you're right. Nobody hand-me-downs anything anymore. Which, by the way, how cool is that for the most part, our society? That was the way we all grew up. You never got new clothes, new anything. You
it was all hand-me-down.
All hand-me-down. And that's just not even, I mean, for the most part, that's not part of regulars. Because we were a middle-class family and we still had to do hand-me-down things.
Although I feel like there's a group of people that are a lot cooler with it. Because I have, like, for example, everything that my baby foster brother, Prince Migs, is growing out of, I'm now hand-me-downing it to Taryn. Like, whether it's toys or clothes.
Oh, she's taking it.
And she's taking it. Or and then she'll hand-me-down it to somebody else. Because, I mean, a lot of it, like, they wear once or twice. And it's still really good, especially for little kids. Like, I get when they're older and clothes are worn out. But if it's still practically new,
well, I'm glad to hear that. Because a lot of people just go, no, I don't want something someone else wore. Even if it's something like that. So I'm happy to hear it. Hand-me-downs still making it happen.
As long as it's not gross, stained, ripped,
so Steve,
it's fine.
Yes, sir.
Keep it.
Why are you doing this to me?
Well, what if you have another, another child? I mean, or is that not in the works? That's, is that too soon to even talk about?
That's not in the works, dude. Oh. She's 7 months old. Like, it's always
this is
funny.
When people start talking.
Get back at it. Got to get another.
Right,
one.
People start talking.
That's, like, it was like month one, week four. Someone's like, when are you having another kid? I'm like, we just popped this one out. Cut me some slack.
Well,
I'm surprised it didn't start before it came out.
Yeah. You're right.
It depends on your plan. If it's a 2-year separation or a 3-year separation, that's what you. If you, you know, then if you're thinking 3-year separation, if you are thinking of another one, then you're fine. You got time.
Yeah,
but some people like the 2-year sep.
Well, and Steve, with Carl, we waited a year and a half before we got Frank. So you want to give a little bit of time and make sure that they're not lonely or anything, and then you move towards getting another child.
It's not a human being.
We got a text. Speaking of jerseys. So I said, did you see, you mentioned Dr. Fauci before, right?
Yeah.
And did you see him throw out the first pitch?
Yeah, dude. He was legit.
But the person said, did you see the number on his jersey? I thought that was kind of tacky, being that his number was 19, COVID-19.
Oh, wow. That is
and
weird.
Like, no, that's not true. And then I look
I can't imagine he picked it for that reason.
Well, why would he pick 19?
That's a weird number. Is there somebody on the Nationals who's good that's number 19? That's just, you're right, that is really weird.
Why would you, that's a very odd decision.
That is very odd. Unless he's the COVID-19 expert, you know what I mean? He is the guy.
I know.
What is it? Does it have his name on the back? Or
yeah,
Fauci,
it said
or
Fauci,
COVID?
Fauci 19, COVID-19. If they did that, that'd be next level.
That would be next level.
That is weird.
I mean, I don't know if that's tacky or not, because he right now is the one person that everybody respects during all of this. I mean, I for the most part, I think some people don't like, but I mean, look, the president still gives him, you know, gives him some respect. Therefore, I think that, and of course, Democrats love him. So I think everybody kind of loves him, don't they? Or, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole, like, I'm not mad. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not getting on a soapbox about him. I was like, of all the numbers to pick, he goes with 19.
Yeah.
It's like we have a sushi place that we go to, and they offer a discount right now.
Okay.
And I always chuckle, but I'm like, it's so messed up. So if you order three rolls, they're like, oh, congratulations, you've qualified for our discount. It's 19% off.
Oh, no, like, they didn't.
Yes.
Whoa.
And I'm always like, sweet, I just saved like $9. But I'm like, that's such a random thing to go with as a discount.
Well, I just looked up the Nationals roster, and yeah, there's just, I mean, I know this pitcher, but he's not anybody special. Anibal Sanchez is number 19. So unless he's a huge Sanchez fan, maybe he's a D Sanchez fan. I don't know.
Well, for that reason.
One of the articles says that he's a big Washington Nationals fan, but it doesn't explain why it would be the number 19. Which
maybe he likes Anibal Sanchez. I mean, I don't know. He's not like a fantastic player. He's a decent player, but he's not like a Mike Trout.
One person says the Nationals won the 2019 World Series. He's a big fan of them. Maybe that's the reason.
Oh, so it would be 19 on the jersey. I could see that.
It could just be a really
terrible coincidence.
Yeah, I have a Red Sox 04 jersey on the back of my, one of mine.
And yeah, but we don't have COVID 04.
That would be so funny.
So does that mean I couldn't celebrate 19 if it was because of anything says 19?
That would be funny, though, if he did that. He had no idea, and then he gets, you know, he finishes throwing out the pitch. He goes on, like, social media, and he's seeing all people, like, giving him a hard time. He's like, I didn't even think about the 19 thing. You know, that happens, though.
Yeah.
Like, we say, why didn't he think about that? But there's been times where we've talked about something, and then the next song we play, the song is so insensitive to the conversation that we just talked about. And people are like, I can't believe you would play this song after talking about that. Like, I didn't even think about that.
But see, that to me is on you, the human being. Because if people aren't intending to offend you, then you got to look in the mirror and go, don't make it like you think everybody should think that way. Because obviously Fauci wasn't thinking that way. Like you said, 19 is the year they won the World Series. It makes sense he would have a 19 jersey if he's a big fan. Because I have an 04 Red Sox jersey for 2004.
But what if he was just like, yeah, I'm the 19 guy.
Well, like I said, if it was COVID as the name on the back and not Fauci, then yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's owning it.
That's like next level trolling.
Oh, C-19. Oh, can't. Anthony Fauci. Well, there you go. Don't look at the news today, though, because Fauci, he wasn't very hopeful when he talked today. So let's just skip that. We'll wait till tomorrow, see what he has to say. Mr. 19. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Another name for the bubonic plague is Black what?
Plague.
No.
Black Monday.
No.
Black. Alicious.
No.
I was surprised because usually you pull stuff out of your backside, and I thought you would accidentally get this one right with a, because you probably would be like, I don't know, Black Death.
I should have.
And that's, and I thought for sure you're going to get it. I was overjoyed, like, wow, that didn't work.
Yeah. Wait a second, BJ.
Overjoyed? See how epic that is? Yeah? Yeah.
Didn't you say he threw it well?
Well,
yeah. No, he did not.
No, he did not.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You kind of call that a wild pitch, right?
Yeah.
His attempt at a first pitch was like 50-cent level.
You know what? I was thinking of some other first pitches that were thrown out,
Sorry to distract.
Yeah,
I
thought I saw this, but I did not. No, that's horrible.
Well, then maybe that's why he had the 19. He's making a statement. He doesn't want anyone to catch COVID or his ball.
Yeah, that was horrible, that pitch. Oh, wow. I guess I didn't. That's a horrible pitch. He threw a great curveball. Like, it had a lot of movement.
It's like they blindfolded him and spun around a few times to throw it at the catcher now.
But did you see the spin? I mean, did you see the curve on that? Look at the break. I mean, that was pretty amazing. I mean,
that throw.
Well, as far as the break, I mean, yeah, he couldn't get anywhere near the strike zone. That was great. You're right. You should check out that video. That is worse than I did not see that. All right, so yeah, the correct answer was death. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.